The CanFit Pro 2021 Online Global Conference and Trade Show is happening this Friday and Saturday. It's targeting fitness pros and, well, regular people who are looking to get back into fitness after the pandemic. Visit canfitpro.com for more details. Now, one of the experts lending a hand is Jennifer Hargreaves, the founder and CEO of Talent, a social impact company that's striving to close the talent gap in the new work economy. And Jennifer joins us on Canada Now. Hey, Jennifer, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Your work with women, what you're doing is you're seeking flexible work for them and for businesses trying to create better workplaces for everyone.
Absolutely. We are trying to connect women with work that works for them and help businesses access diverse talent.
And let's face it, I mean, all Canadians can benefit from equal opportunity practices in business.
Oh my goodness, 100%. You know, it's how people do their best work when they can be themselves and when they can show up with psychological safety to do that. It's how you're going to get the best out of your people.
More about Talent, because you launched it 5 years ago. What did it take to build the job board that you have today?
A lot of trial and error, Jeff, you know, to be perfectly honest with you. I started this endeavor with 2 young kids on my hips, and I thought, let's start with a newsletter and start connecting women to some of these fabulous flexible work opportunities. Because when you Googled flexible work or professional flexible work, what you came up with was not a lot that really leveraged their skills and experience or paid them their worth. So I wanted to be able to do that, and it started with a newsletter.
So you started with that newsletter, and what was the reaction like at that time? Like, did you put that out and you go, wow, I have really hit on something here, because there's a lot of people getting back to me here?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on the women's side. So I have 2 customers, really. I'm trying to connect women with employers and employers with women. And 5 years ago when I started this, the demand from women was really high. And employers, it was a bit of a slower start or a slower burn with big corporates, but for small to mid-sized companies and companies who are moving into the tech space or entrepreneurs, there was high demand for experienced professional talent. So it was great. I've had a lot of support and a lot of traction over the years, especially since COVID.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I wanted to ask about that because I'm wondering, like, has the pandemic really increased your volume of clients?
Yes. So when COVID hit last year, so many women were disproportionately impacted by COVID in the labor market. So I had a lot of women coming to Talent to try and figure out how to navigate work right now, especially with increasing demands on the home front, increased mental health concerns, really looking for more flexibility. So I would say in the last year and a half, my membership base and community of women has really grown exponentially. More recently, that demand has started coming from employers. So one of the silver linings of COVID has been that, you know, we can't really ignore the social impact that it's had on women. So a lot of employers are really stepping up and saying, okay, well, how can we ensure that we are attracting diverse candidates? What needs to happen and where do I need to go to find it? And that's where Talent can really step in and help.
So in looking back over the course of the pandemic, especially in the beginning when it was like, I don't know how long this is going to last and what is going to happen, what the future is going to look like. And I've talked about it on the show, how women have or had made a greater sacrifice during that time in terms of their professional lives. Did you find that as well, that, you know, because here at home, for my wife and I, in sharing the responsibilities with our kids at home, I happen to have taken on more of the responsibility during the day because she has more demands from 9 to 5 in working at home, and I was glad to do it. I was the one that could be more flexible. I'm not sure I would have been in the majority there in looking at couples that have kids that consist of a man and a woman. Did you find that women had to do more of the juggling at home and taking care of their kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, I want to give you a big high five for that. And stepping up and doing all that work, it's been hard for everybody. So kudos to you. But I do want to say we did a survey before COVID that showed 58% of working mothers were the primary caregivers. So when schools shut down right at the beginning and when everybody had to move to remote first, there was a huge amount of pressure put on women to either scale back in their careers. And a lot of this had to do with like traditional gender norms or the financial realities in the household. To your point earlier with you and your wife is you know, where are the responsibilities coming in? Who typically takes on these responsibilities or whose job is more demanding? And in most cases, that is, you know, the very definition of the gender pay gap. It tends to be the males in the role.
Well, the pandemic has afforded everyone the time to stop and reflect on what they are doing. Jennifer, have you seen women looking for more flexibility? Like, you've seen that, but have you seen more of that, looking for more flexibility within their work roles or looking for new careers entirely?
Yeah, and actually, I have to say it's, again, another silver lining of COVID is it kind of forced us to hit that big red emergency stop button that of the treadmill that we've been running on and really reevaluate what it is that we want from our life, who we want to spend our time with, what we want to do, where we want to live. So many people, not just women, have taken this pause to reevaluate what's important to them. And work plays such a huge role in that. And we've had this opportunity to try working in a different way. And a lot of people just don't want to go back to what they were doing before. So I've seen a lot of women transition. I've seen a lot of women move into new careers, move into new jobs, start an entrepreneurship, negotiate flexibility. And it's been honestly so inspiring.
How would you describe the future of work?
Well, I'm really excited by the future of work, actually, because although, you know, women's labor force participation was disproportionately impacted by COVID, there have been so many of these major shifts that have created more opportunities to repair some of that gender damage and build back a better normal. And this is actually the topic I'm going to be speaking to at the CanFit Pro Women Who Influence event. And I believe that the future of women, we are going to make it bright and it's going to be more agile and more equitable than ever before.
Oh, excellent. Well, look, you are certainly problem solving in your work with talent. Have you always been a problem solver?
Yes. And now looking back as a mother, I feel bad for my teachers and my own parents because I was always questioning why at school. Why does it have to be this way? Why do we have to do things like that? I still do it to my poor husband and my children. But I see that now, what could have been seen as a bit of a troublemaker before, now I see as a gift. Because without challenging the status quo, without asking why, we will never see change. So problem solving is the thing that lights me up in the day, and being curious is how I get to solve those problems. I love what I do. I love supporting women. And I think there's so much potential and opportunity moving forward coming out of COVID.
Well, look, curiosity aside, I mean, you have represented Canada at the Canada-U.S. Council for Advancement of Women Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders Roundtable in New York. Your professional experience spans three continents across brand strategy and international market development. I'm wondering, though, what led you to all this?
I think it's like most entrepreneurs, Jeff, you know, it's personal experience. So I was in a situation, I didn't come from HR, recruitment, diversity and inclusion kind of background. I worked in economic development overseas for multiple governments and in brand development, but I ran into bias and discrimination in the workforce myself. And that's when, again, I got curious is why, asking those questions, why can't I have a career and be a great mom? Why can't I have a career and travel the world? Why can't I do my best work where and when I do my best work, even if it means it's not in an office or without a commute? So it came from that personal experience of questioning why. Why can't I do this? And that's really where it started.
Had you noticed that, you know, because whenever I talk about diversity, no matter what it is, if it's the job market, I remember a conversation a few weeks ago specifically talking about refereeing, officiating in the Canadian Football League. So this can be applied to many different areas. It seems that in the past, whenever it would be addressed to say, hey, there are not enough women working in this sector, or we're not seeing enough of this, you know, in there, the response would often be, yeah, it's a shame, but, you know, what are we going to do about it? Have you noticed that there's been a lot of passing the buck when, the spotlight has been shining on, you know, this is an error. This is a problem. This is an issue that needs to be rectified. Have you witnessed a lot of passing the buck in regards to that?
I love that you asked this question, because I was knocking on doors for probably 4 years talking to corporate, and I got a lot of that, saying, we know, yes, we know it's really important to get women into leadership. Yes, we are prioritizing diversity. But there was a lack of urgency, and we could kind of hide behind this veil of, yeah, we're doing pretty well. We're doing okay. But what COVID did, you can't ignore it anymore. Like, you can't ignore the fact that women's labor force participation is at a 20-year low. And because it's not just, forget the social aspect of it, right? Like, it is the right thing to do. But also, how is our economy ever going to recover if we don't get everybody working? How are we going to solve the world's problems if we don't tap into all the brains that are out there? So not only is our government prioritizing getting more women working and diversity from that aspect, I truly believe that companies are now being taken to task. I don't think they can pass the buck anymore. And that to me is exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Check out wearetalent.com and canfitpro.com for more details on the CanFit Pro 2021 online global conference and trade show this Friday and Saturday. Jennifer Hargreaves, founder and CEO of Talent. Jennifer, I really appreciate this. Thank you so much. I hope we talk again.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.